Easter, Week 2, Friday, Evening Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Come, ye faithful, raise the strain of triumphant gladness. God hath brought his Israel into joy from sadness. Loosened from Pharaoh's bitter yoke, Jacob, sons and daughters, led them with unmoistened foot through the Red Sea waters. 'Tis the spring of souls today. Christ hath burst his prison, and from 3 days' sleep in death as a sun hath risen. All the winter of our sins, long and dark, is flying from his light, to whom we give Lord and praise undying. Neither might the gates of death, nor the tomb's dark portal, nor the watchers, nor the seal, hold thee as a mortal. But today, amid the 12, thou didst stand bestowing that thy peace which evermore passeth human knowing. The Lord saved my soul from the power of death. Alleluia. Psalm 114. I love the Lord, for he has heard the cry of my appeal, for he turned his ear to me in the day when I called him. They surrounded me, the snares of death, with the anguish of the tomb. They caught me, sorrow and distress. I called on the Lord's name. O Lord my God, deliver me. How gracious is the Lord and just! Our God has compassion. The Lord protects the simple hearts. I was helpless, so he saved me. Turn back, my soul, to your rest, for the Lord has been good. He has kept my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from stumbling. I will walk in the presence of the Lord, in the land of the living. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord saved my soul from the power of death. Alleluia. The Lord protected his people as the apple of his eye. Alleluia. Psalm 120. I will lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall come my help? My help shall come from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. May he never allow you to stumble. Let him sleep not, your God. No, he sleeps not, nor slumbers, Israel's God. The Lord is your God and your shade. At your right side he stands. By day the sun shall not smite you, nor the moon in the night. The Lord will guard you from evil. He will guard your soul. The Lord will guard your going and coming, both now and forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord protected his people as the apple of his eye. Alleluia. The Lord is my strength and protection. He is my salvation. Alleluia. A Canticle from Revelations 15. Great and wonderful are your deeds, O Lord God, the Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the ages. Who shall not fear and glorify your name, O Lord? For you alone are holy. All nations shall come and worship you, for your judgments have been revealed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is my strength and protection. He is my salvation. Alleluia. A reading from Hebrews chapter 5. Although he was son, Christ learnt to obey through suffering. But having been made perfect, he came for all who obey him, the source of eternal salvation, and was acclaimed by God with the title of High Priest of the Order of Melchizedek. Responsory. The disciples rejoiced. Alleluia, alleluia. The disciples rejoiced. Alleluia, alleluia. They saw the Lord. The disciples rejoiced. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. By submitting to death on the cross, he destroyed the power of hell. He has covered himself in glory by rising on the third day. Alleluia. My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness. Henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me. Holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. By submitting to death on the cross, he destroyed the power of hell. He has covered himself in glory by rising on the third day. Alleluia. Intercessions. Let us pray to Christ, the fount of life and the source of virtue. Lord, restore your kingdom in the world. Jesus, our Saviour, in the body you were put to death, in the spirit you were raised to life. Grant that we may die to sin and live in the power of your resurrection. Lord, restore your kingdom in the world. You sent your disciples to proclaim throughout the world the gospel of salvation. May all who preach your word be alive with the Holy Spirit. Lord, restore your kingdom in the world. You received all power in heaven and on earth to bear witness to the truth. Guide in the spirit of truth the plans of governments and rulers. Lord, restore your kingdom in the world. Keep our eyes fixed on the new heaven and the new earth. Make us care more deeply for our world and its future. Lord, restore your kingdom in the world. You descended into hell to bring the dead good news. Let the faithful departed come to you, their joy, their hope, their glory. Lord, restore your kingdom in the world. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. By your will, Lord God, your Son underwent the agony of the cross to break the power of Satan over us. Give your people grace to rise again with Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.